personal block. We always categorize things. Things belong in groups. What's your gender? How do you find out where the cocoa powder is in the store? What type of music are you into? Always categorizing things. It makes our lives easier. Easier to sort. Easier to find. Easier. Recently, I've been thinking about this blog and what it is or what it isn't. What category does this thing fall into? And I couldn't find anything. I put my opinions and thoughts on a virtual piece of paper, and a lot of people don't really do that, so I couldn't compare it to other things because there are no other things. I did Google searches, browsed through WordPress something mabob, stumbled on blog loving, did many a thing, and yet nothing. The other day I found myself on blog loving, and somehow I stumbled onto the personal blog tag slash group slash whatever, so I clicked. Most of the things I found were still these lifestyle blogs, niche blogs, not me blogs. But I kept scrolling anyway, not sure why, but I did. And I came across a few things that were explaining what is the difference between a personal blog and a lifestyle blog. And suddenly clarity hit me. So apparently this thing has been a personal blog all along, but the things that were in this category didn't look like my neighbours. They weren't typing up stuff like me. At one point, after finding my kind of answer, I was on the phone to my mother and I'm explaining this journey I found myself on, trying to find out what type of blog this is, trying to find similar blogs, and I just waffled on, really. A lot of waffling, to be honest. And I was just saying how I don't fall into any of these categories. They don't belong to me and I don't belong to them. I was kind of worried. Am I being snobby or weird or I don't know? The things that are reigning in the blogging industry, because I think it has become one now, is not something that has ever appealed to me. And I've always wanted to see blogging as something that I just enjoy doing, which warrants the question, must I find my category? What group I belong to? What effects does that have on me? How does that change anything? I'm still going to continue typing up what and as I feel, when I feel like. Quite simply, I don't see myself following the trends of these other popular lifestyle blogs, and I don't see myself putting this blog into some kind of box. It's really not my cup of tea. I'm a coffee person.